Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God. Hi, this is Pastor Jill. Today we are reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" So John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tested by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of Mark quickly gets to the point. Mark doesn't share with us anything about the birth of Jesus or his early years or even his genealogy. We don't hear about the conception of John the Baptist. In fact, Mark is the shortest and speediest of all the gospel narratives, and everyone seems like they are in a hurry. Mark may have felt urgency himself to get this story told. His is the oldest of the gospels, meaning he broke the story, at least in print, around 60 of the Common Era. Obviously, the story of Jesus had been spreading for years by word of mouth and somewhat through the letters of Paul. Mark, however, was the first to attempt to tell a comprehensive biography about the ministry of Jesus and its impact on the people around him. In his speed, Mark covers Jesus' 3 years of public ministry in the first 10 chapters of his gospel. He slows way down, though, in the final 6 chapters as he focuses on the last week of Jesus' life, beginning with Palm Sunday and ending with Easter. We dive right into the Jordan River here at the beginning of Mark. Much is assumed about the reader's historical knowledge of the region, scripture, and political events. Mark wants us to understand the significance of John the Baptist using the water from an historically important river to help people return to God. He is linking John to the prophet Isaiah and to the river that had to be crossed for the Israelites to enter the Promised Land following the Exodus out of Egypt. We are informed that the current regional political authorities weren't happy with John and that danger was everywhere. John was arrested. Jesus was sent into the wilderness, which was filled with wild beasts and temptation. And Jesus then went public with his ministry. I find it interesting that when we read this passage, we often focus on how dangerous it would have been for Jesus in the wilderness. Wild beasts were unpredictable, and he was facing extreme temptation from the master tempter. He did have the assistance of the angels and a huge vote of confidence from God at his baptism. But we compare Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness to the worst things we have ever faced in our lives. Ironically, none of those things in the wilderness harmed Jesus in the slightest. His real danger appeared when he began to talk about God with humans living in civilization. Jesus' biggest threat to his safety came not from the wilderness, but from civilized people. His good news about God put him in direct conflict with humans who had mastered civilization and used it to create power for themselves. When do you feel scared? What threats do you see around you? If you aren't fending for yourself in the wilderness, if you have a home with locks and enough money to get some food, are you safe? If you have a weapon or a phone, are you safe? We like to tell ourselves that our wisdom and our preparations make us safe. But as we learn from Jesus today, our only real safety comes from the hand of God. Examining all our vulnerabilities is sure to create anxiety for us, until we find our security in the true power of God's hand. When we feel God's hand upon us, we are not afraid of wild things or civilized things. We expect we will receive assistance from angels, direction from the Spirit, and protection from God, regardless of the situation in which we find ourselves. Let us pray. Jesus, today we bring our anxieties to you. We name them and we place them in your hands. We realize that each one represents a failure to trust in you. Lift them from our shoulders and give us your peace that passes all understanding. In your name we pray. Amen.